Now, dear, are you going to do all the Om-Bhukt, or are you going...
What do you want? Do you want it with all the Vyakritis, or...
I'd like to have those seven wonderful...
Okay, the longer form.
By themselves. Let's try to see what that does.
Om Bhuh, Om Bhuvaha, Om Svaha, Om Mahaha, Om Janaha, Om Tapaha.
That's it. Right up to the last one.
Yes,
fine. Yes. We always precede.
The complete one.
Yes, that first. But before you go on to Om Tat, that one, we go on to that.
Let me be clear. Om Bhuh, Om Bhuvaha, Om Svaha, Om Mahaha, Om Janaha, Om Tapaha, Om Satyam, Om Tat Savitur-Vare.
No, no. I have that before you go to Om Tat?
Oh, yes.
It's just that introductory to levels of consciousness.
Yeah, Satyam, up to Satyam
finishes.
Yeah, that is the various levels.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
Yes.
Could I just hear that once first, you see?
Before recording or...
Before we go on to the real and from the Gayatri itself.
Before recording, she says? Or
oh, no, no, we're recording everything.
Okay.
Do you mind?
No, no.
Now, wait a moment.
Comfortable, Jeffy?
Yes, very wonderfully, thank you, dear. Getting tired though, I'll have to stop soon. Of course, all of us have been somewhat similarly affected. Yes. I notice, you recording? I notice in the auras of the listeners in varying degrees somewhat similar responses, including an increase in the activity and therefore responsiveness of even the physical matter and the etheric astro-mental, so that the recipient is made more responsive to their own ego and, of course, to any benign influences there may be. Yes, it's highly beneficial. In fact, I would go so far as to say, to the degree or in the degree in which the listener is able to respond, and especially those who themselves practice this form of yoga, are affected in somewhat similar ways to those described as visible in and around the performer. It's, to use a very common word, the results upon the performer are shared with, or if I use the word catching, shared with, all within the range of influence. Extremely beneficially, I would say. Now, if we could just once have the seven levels of consciousness. Thank you. Only.
Om Bhuk, Om Bhuvaha, Om Svaha, Om Mahaha, Om Janaha, Om Tapaha, Om Satyam.
Don't do it, it's too dark.
Wait a minute. Thank you for that. I have noted, which I will quietly write up. Now, might we have the privilege of hearing you do the whole Gayatri?
With all the Vyakritis?
Mm-hmm. With all the going up the
one. Would you say so? Mm-hmm. No, I'd like you to begin. Om Tat Savitur.
Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Oma po jyotiraso amritam brahma bhur bhuvasu varo.
I remember when you were teaching me, you used to say, that last only was float out. Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Sorry, I cannot do any more research. I've exhausted myself. And then my great limitation. So, dear, we thank you enormously.
Thank you.
I can't go on.
It's interesting for me to listen to your description.
Ah, bless you, dear. Bless you.
Could we just have what you did in two parts then, now for the sake of the tape recorder, together in one piece? Yeah. Can we have it again, please, just for the sake of people listening to the tapes?
The whole...
The total Gayatri.
Yes.
Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat Oma Po Jyotiraso Amritam Brahma Bhur Bhuvasu Varo.
A deva who sometimes teaches me said, that mantra takes one beyond the limits of our planetary life, nearer to the very heart of the universe. No, I can't. Sorry, I cannot. I see that I cannot recall. Thank you, dear. So grateful.
You can remember and tell me.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes. I know, I'll tell.
It's the brain.
Yes, I know, I know. Especially as you're doing convention preparation.
I often use this mantra before the meditation begins. And also I use it as a healing mantra, radiating, you know, vitality to those who are in need of it. I do it every day like that.
Do you? It's wonderful. Stimulates everything.
It somehow sort of sets the tone for me for the day, as it were.
Quickens everything. How wonderful.
For healing, is that for people near to you in your company or just general for the neighborhood? Is healing for those you bring close to you or for the world in general?
Healing. I sometimes think, for the moment, I think of all those who are suffering and, of course, those whom I know and who are in need. then I just say to the world in general.
Yes, yes.
But I particularly think of people, you know, like Milin, that Vietnam girl, Bidi.
Yeah.
There are various like that who are really in need of strength.
Healing.
It may heal them physically, or it may heal them in the sense, give them a quick release from the suffering.
Yes, very necessary to have the suffering.
We have a healing mantra like that, which, you know, when we think of healing, we think healing to live in this world. Mm-hmm. But quite often, it may be better with the karma of the person to be liberated in that way, to get a better body.
Right.
So that is what is called a Rudra mantra. Sometimes I chant that too.
Rudra
means Shiva.
Yes.
You know, Shiva is the regenerator as well as the destroyer of forms.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Dear Sita, thank you.
I was going to lie
I'll take you back, dear. Yes, I'll just get Jeffrey first fixed.
Excuse me, will if I withdraw? See you both again, I hope.